Time for another edition of our Tibbetts Talk. And while we're getting ready for Christmas, they're also getting ready for Summer Theater 2022. Artistic Director Peter Riopel is on the line with us. And of course, we'll talk about gift certificates and those kinds of things for the Christmas season here in just a second. But let's talk a little bit about Summer Theater, because I had to shift gears a little bit of what was tentatively announced a couple of weeks ago. But I think you did a very nice job of plugging the hole and getting another great show. Give us kind of a feel for what the Summer Theater Now schedule will look like for 2022.
Sure. Thanks. Thanks, Ken. Good to be with you. Obviously, I think you had Stephanie, our operations director, on a couple weeks back saying what we thought and hoped our season would be. The only show that has changed from that particular lineup is Grease. Unfortunately, we thought that we had everything lined up, and Grease is a very popular title, and it's almost, I mean, you almost never, particularly for that popular title, don't get the rights. And apparently this year there's something in the works with the rights folks, and I know that there's a European tour out there, so maybe they're planning an American tour or something, but none of the area theaters could get Grease this year. So we were bummed out about that, but we do think we have a good replacement. So do you want to talk in order, or should I just
Give us the replacement show for that.
Sure. We're going to do Godspell this year, which is we're really excited about it, because the one thing that we really felt, you know, I mean, we've been lucky enough to be able to bring, you know, summer theater in spite of COVID, you know, to our folks. But the one thing that we keep hearing that folks are missing are the big song and dance shows, right? That was Grease was our answer to that. Mm-hmm. Godspell brings the same kind of energy and youth and, you know, vitality, and color that Grease would. So it's about the same cast size. It's a little bit smaller, which, you know, is okay, because we have plenty of for those folks to do, because we are bringing popcorn theater back and late night cabarets and things like that too. So
all right, so you've got the Reverent, which is Godspell. You've got the Irreverent as well with Nonsense, right?
Yeah, that's right. Nonsense is about the little Sisters of Hoboken who have to do this sort of variety show to raise money Well, I don't want to give the plot away, but it's great fun, and I grew up Catholic. My mom's an ex-nun, and I was directed a production of it several years ago, and nobody laughs harder than the Catholics at it. So it's a good time. So.
All right, and the other two shows that remain in the schedule are
we're starting with "I Love You, You're Perfect Now Changed." That's just a great fun show about relationships and dating and marriage and in-laws and babies and things like that. It's been one of Tibbetts' most popular shows. We've done it twice before, actually. We did it back in 2001 and then 2009. And we almost never do a show, less than every 10 years, right? Like even A Fiddler on the Roof or in Oklahoma, we won't do, you know, more than once every 10 years. But it was so popular and folks kept asking for it that they did it like 8 years after, but it's been plenty of time since then. So we really think folks will enjoy that. And then we're closing the season with Barefoot in the Park, which is Neil Simon. We haven't done a Neil Simon in several years. We all, you know, our audiences love Neil Simon. It's one of his best. There was a film made of it with Robert Redford and Jane Fonda years ago that folks will remember. It's really, really fun, and we've got some old favorites coming back for that show, too. So, yeah.
Talking to Peter Riopel, who's the Artistic Director for Tibbetts Summer Theater, with us. And you mentioned Popcorn Theater. I know that titles aren't announced yet, but that's coming back. Also, new... something different, late night cabarets.
Yeah, we're going to try something different this year. At several of the theaters that I've worked at when I was, mostly an actor, had these late night cabarets after like a regular show, right? So basically, it's kind of an after hours kind of thing, and some of the performers come out. You know, we'll probably do it downstairs in the art gallery there, and you can get a drink and, you know, just listen to another hour or so of performance, get to know the actors a little, mingle a little bit with them and everything. I think it'll be a lot of fun. We've done it at some of the area restaurants during previous summers, but what we found was that a lot of the folks that were coming, those were our patrons anyway, so we thought we'd bring it inside and see, you know, make it a little easier on our folks and hopefully attract some other folks from the community.
All right. Christmas coming up this weekend. Tibbetts open through the 23rd. If someone wants to get gift certificates, they get all the information online, too, at tibbetts.org. Sounds like you're pretty pumped for the 2022 season.
Yeah, it should be great. Season tickets are in the works right now, and gift certificates are available. We won't be in the office on Christmas Eve, so if you're hoping to get something for under the tree, get it on Thursday or before. So,
Peter Riepel, who's the artistic director for Tibbetts Summer Theater, with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTBB.